A couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, a Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Glad you're along for the ride today. Tomorrow, the city council is back in session. And a couple of the agenda items, in fact, involve Housing and Human Services Committee presentations. One is about affordable housing development opportunities on city and school district-owned properties. Then the council is also going to consider adopting a general plan amendment for the sixth cycle housing element. The housing element needs to be updated every 8 years. To explain all of that to us and what he's expecting as part of the presentations tomorrow is the Housing and Human Services Chairman, Alex Ranaghi. Thank you for being here this morning, Alex.
Yeah. Good morning, Ed. Thank you for having me. I feel like I'm on Meet the Press after your interview with Adam Schiff. So it's an honor to be here.
You honor me. Thank you for that. That's really cool. I appreciate that. That was an exciting conversation. I was really glad to have it. But not as exciting as this conversation, because this is local and affects all of us here in town. So thank you for taking part in this conversation. So the sixth cycle, I want you to explain, first of all, what is the housing element?
Yeah, so the housing element, so in California, we have cities have general plans, and there are a couple of required elements. There's like the safety element, the housing element, among others. And so since the 1970s, every city's been required to, as you said, every 8 years, show how it intends to meet the existing and future housing needs. And so in the past, this sort of was an exercise where cities were kind of allowed to really do nothing with their housing element, and they could kind of just say that sites would be available, or they could there was not much enforcement.
Right.
And obviously, as in California, we have a housing crisis, and the state has, over the past couple of years, passed some new laws that have really given the housing element teeth. In addition, we have our regional housing needs assessment. And over the last 8-year cycle, we were only required to do 2 units, one low and very low income unit. We only did one of those. So we didn't meet our last cycle's requirements. And so now we don't have to necessarily build the 394 units, but we have to realistically plan for them. And that starts by analyzing the barriers to development, identifying sites for housing, and then developing a realistic implementation plan. And I think it's really important for the listeners to know that fundamental to all this is understanding what the needs of the community are. And so like making sure that we really get real input from people of all income levels, and not just the people who are necessarily always coming to city council meetings and speaking, but being proactive about understanding what the community's needs are.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you the question. So the city doesn't need to construct 394 units, but is 394 units, is that a fair expectation from the state for Laguna Beach? Or even the planning for, is that a fair expectation and one we can meet?
I think it is. I think it is one that we can meet. And it's about the realistic plan, I think, is what it comes down to in terms of whether the city, the states, how they'll hold the city accountable. If the city is saying that nothing is necessarily going to change, then it's hard to know how you could realistically plan for 394 units.
Right.
So, and I think it's a very complex thing, and we're still kind of seeing how it's playing out across the state. But I think really what the goal here is that we need to find, we hear a lot about like local control and the state's taking away local control. And they don't like people don't like the one size fits all approach. And I think that what's really important of that is we need to find the approach that works here in Laguna Beach to meet our housing needs.
Okay.
So that's kind of what this document is about. And I think I'm hoping that tomorrow night we can really have a conversation about how we can move forward and develop a real like strategic plan to address our housing needs.
Okay. And that'll roll right into my next question, which is, I'm sure that when people tune in tomorrow, if this is the first time that they're actually tuning in and paying attention to this, and we don't need to construct 394 physical units right now, how did we avoid that? And what is ensuring adequate housing sites and zoning standards look like? 394 units is a tangible, solid outcome that we can put our finger on. Housing sites and zoning standards seem somewhat nebulous. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. So the city staff has, they picked the sites in the housing element are all sites that are institutionally zoned, which means they allow for, under the existing zoning, you're allowed to have an unlimited density for housing. Okay. And so, like, none of these institutionally zoned sites have been developed for housing in recent years, but technically they're zoned for it. So that's sort of the approach, is kind of checking the boxes and meeting it based on that.
Okay. Let me ask about a specific property, and I'm not sure of the property itself, but it's a property behind the Artisan Apartments, where the project shows that there's 30 units being built. Staff is saying that 60 can be built there. Is that true, that 60 can be built on that location?
For the Artisan site?
Yes.
I think the housing element says 147
units. Okay. My numbers are wrong there then. So 147.
Where's the 60? What are you looking at?
I'm currently looking at the mapping. I think I may be looking at the mapping for the Act 5, the other element of
this.
Okay,
you're on, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's for the city-owned. Okay. Yeah, no, it's very confusing.
Okay. So you're all, but, I'm sorry, that was my confusion, and I apologize. You're,
no.
which is exactly why we have to have this conversation right here.
Absolutely.
So you're also, are you presenting two separate presentations tomorrow, or are both tied into one presentation?
I think it'll be hopefully two short presentations.
The key word there being short. So,
yeah, well, it'll be a long night, it looks like, from the agenda items in front of it. So we'll see.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the affordable housing development opportunities on city and school district owned properties.
Okay, so this is a separate effort from the housing element. We ideally, this could have been part of the housing element discussion. But that just wasn't the case because of the time and everything else. So what I think around like 2 or 3 years ago, the Affordable Housing Task Force released a report, and they basically said that city-owned sites are probably the best way to do affordable housing in Laguna Beach. Right. Not the only way, but they're something that should be considered. And so over the past couple of years, and especially ramping up last year, members of our committee have been working with experts in Laguna Beach on affordable housing and kind of developing case studies that could be used to show what would be possible. And so if you look at the presentation, Steve Kellenberg and others did a really good job of showing what could be possible and giving the city council kind of options to consider for city-owned sites. So that's what that presentation is about, because when you have a city on site, the city can donate it to an affordable housing developer for $1. Okay. And so that makes it a lot more feasible for it to actually be developed.
Okay. So as I'm looking at the map that's on the city site right now, I see the Act 5 property, yep. Right? And we're looking at 28 one-bedroom units, 18 two-bedroom units, and 12 three-bedroom units. Making a total of 58 units with parking underneath the units. So it would be like two levels and then parking underneath all of the units?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so let's just say, I'm kind of trying to gather what we consider affordable housing. That one bedroom, so in those units, there's the one bedroom that's 600 square feet, one of the 28 one-bedroom units. Do we kind of have an idea of how much we would want that to be, how much rent people would pay for that unit?
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but what it's based on is Orange County. So it's very low, and low are what a lot of these units would be. And it's 30% of the income levels based on Orange County averages. So I think I'll try to pull it up quickly, but
okay. No, take your time.
But it's a lot. Yeah, maybe I'll come back. How about when I come to the city council tomorrow night, I'll have that answer.
Okay. All right. We'll take it.
I just don't have the numbers in front of me right now.
Okay. So the other locations, so there's the Act 5 lot. There's the Laguna Beach Unified School District bus depot. There's also the Pepper Tree lot, and that would be like senior only?
Yeah, I think that the goal, senior housing really should be closer. I mean, all housing we want to be closer to amenities where you can, people can walk to the grocery store, walk to the pharmacy. And so, yeah, that's the idea, is that could be senior housing. And also I want to make the point that these are not necessarily what, like, if tomorrow night the city council is not saying we're going to go forward with these specific plans,
right,
they're just going forward with picking sites that they think are something that could be something that they'd be interested in moving forward with.
Okay. And as the as part of the Housing and Human Services Committee, what can staff do from this point on to best assist you moving forward?
Well, I think we've been pretty clear that we need a paradigm shift in how the city approaches the issue of housing. Because, I mean, for the past 20 years, we've had, like, I think 3 or 4 different reports where we had all these good ideas of things that we could do to address affordable housing. We've had consultants look at it. Nothing's really happened. And I think that, I mean, there's an expression that failing to plan is planning to fail. And we haven't really had a strategic plan for how we can address our housing needs, and whether that's potentially adding staff, maybe adding a division within the city where there's one or two people whose job is dedicated to this issue of housing. And so that's really what we're looking forward to doing and hoping. Our plan is that the housing element has very, very broad programs.
Right.
And so our, in our discussions with staff, the goal would be to kind of use those broad frameworks and develop them into very specific, actionable steps that can be taken with kind of a plan for implementation, as opposed to just sort of thinking about the high-level discussions of, like, oh, like, adaptive reuse could be a good idea, but maybe it's not a good idea. You know, we've had that stuff, that just doesn't really move the ball forward. So we really need to be thinking about implementation and looking at, like, for example, with ADUs, it would be helpful to look at, have metrics and how we're measuring how many ADUs are being developed, how many of them are actually being affordable, are there incentives that we could do to make them affordable, and so taking kind of a data-driven approach.
Right, and we're currently not addressing that, correct?
So, yeah, for ADUs, I'm not aware of any deed restricted ADUs in the city of Laguna Beach, but that's something that I think our committee sees as low hanging fruit, is developing a plan to make it so that property owners can. So, for example, in Santa Cruz, they have a forgivable loan program,
right,
where they'll give property owners, I think it's around $60,000 or something along those lines. And then in exchange for that forgivable loan, or each year that the property owner rents that unit to a very low or a low income person, they get part of the loan forgiven. So it's sort of a kind of a win-win idea, where someone who's maybe a fixed income senior who has a house in Laguna Beach, but maybe not a high income, that's having that forgivable loan could be how they're going to be able to build an ADU. And then, it also can help expand our housing
supply.
So that's something that we're really interested in, and we're hoping that the city is willing to work with us to create, because you need a funding source for that. So that's kind of one of our next steps.
I think my next question, I think we're all wondering. So the housing element needs to be updated every 8 years. Is this something that we're updating now, and then we're just going to forget about it for 8 years, or should we constantly be addressing this?
Well, we have to be every year. I think we need to submit a report to the state about how we are in compliance with the housing element, and what our numbers are looking like, and how we're meeting all the different steps that we're promising. So no, it's definitely not something where we do it tonight and it kind of goes on the back shelf and collects dust.
Right.
We have to be regularly looking at it. There will be changes
Okay. And before we head out the door, Alex, what did you want our listeners to know about what to expect tomorrow night and how they can help tomorrow night?
Well, I think that tomorrow night, I think the question before the city council is one of how much do we want to prioritize this issue of housing? I mean, I think it's pretty easy to just say, like, you support affordable housing, you want people of different income levels to live in Laguna Beach. But I think the question before us now is how much of a priority is it? How much is it going to be something that our city is willing to dedicate resources and staff time to making happen? Is it something that we can bring the community together to find solutions on? And can we recognize that the current approach isn't working? And so we sort of need a radically new approach. And so that's kind of what I'm hoping members of the public can weigh in on tomorrow night. I think that there's also a lot of ideas that can bring people together in our community on issues of housing. We might not all agree on some of these. For example, some of these city-owned sites are very controversial, but there's other things that we can do. Like, for example, there's one idea where we can, if we had an affordable housing trust in Laguna Beach, people could donate their historic homes to that housing trust, and those homes can be preserved forever, but then they also can be a source of affordable housing. So we're working with Ann Kristoff and other community members on that idea. So I think that what we want tomorrow night is hopefully for the public to talk about what the future of housing can look like in Laguna Beach. And obviously we want to hear people's ideas. And then that's sort of the first step. And then the next step is really having some meaningful community outreach where we hear people's ideas. And then from there, we work with staff to develop a strategic plan that offers us a pathway moving forward.
As a longtime citizen of Laguna Beach, I am glad you're the chairman of the Housing and Human Services Committee. Alex Ranaghi, thank you for being here this morning. We look forward to tomorrow night and your presentations. And anytime you want to come on back and we can talk about this all day, I'd love to. Please come on back.
Thanks, Ed. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Alex Ranaghi. Tomorrow night, city council meeting. Be sure you're on board for that.